10, Chapter 5 How Josiah fought with Necho, king of Egypt, and was wounded and died in a little time afterward, as also how Necho carried Jehoahaz, who had been made king, into Egypt, and delivered the kingdom to Jehoiakim, and lastly, concerning Jeremiah and Ezekiel. Now Necho, king of Egypt, raised an army and marched to the river Euphrates in order to fight with the Medes and the Babylonians, who had overthrown the dominion of the Assyrians, for he had a desire to reign over Asia. Now when he was come to the city Mendes, which belonged to the kingdom of Josiah, he brought an army to hinder him from passing through his own country in his expedition against the Medes. Now Necho sent a herald to Josiah, and told him that he did not make this expedition against him, but was making haste to Euphrates, and desired that he would not provoke him to fight against him, because he obstructed his march to the place whither he had resolved to go. But Josiah did not admit of this advice of Necho, but put himself into a posture to hinder him from his intended march. I suppose it was fate that pushed him on this conduct, that it might take an occasion against him, for, as he was setting his army in array, and rode about in his chariot from one wing of his army to another, one of the Egyptians shot an arrow at him, and put an end to his eagerness of fighting. For, being sorely wounded, he commanded a retreat to be sounded for his army, and returned to Jerusalem, and died of that wound, and was magnificently buried in the sepulchre of his fathers, when he had lived 39 years, and of them had reigned 31. But all the people mourned greatly for him, lamenting and grieving on his account many days. And Jeremiah the prophet composed an elegy to lament him, which is extant till this time also. Moreover, this prophet denounced beforehand the sad calamities that were coming upon the city. He also left behind him in writing a description of that destruction of our nation which has lately happened in our days, and the taking of Babylon. Nor was he the only prophet who delivered such predictions beforehand to the multitude, but so did Ezekiel also, who was the first person that wrote, and left behind him in writing 2 books concerning these events. Now these 2 prophets were priests by birth, but of them Jeremiah dwelt in Jerusalem from the 13th year of the reign of Josiah until the city and temple were utterly destroyed. However, as to what befell this prophet, we will relate in its proper place. Upon the death of Josiah, which we have already mentioned, his son Jehoahaz by name took the kingdom, being about 23 years old. He reigned in Jerusalem, and his mother was Hamutal of the city Libha. He was an impious man, and impure in his course of life. But as the king of Egypt returned from the battle, he sent for Jehoahaz to come to him, to the city called Hamath, which belongs to Syria. And when he was come, he put him in bands and delivered the kingdom to a brother of his, by the father's side, whose name was Eliakim, and changed his name to Jehoiakim, and laid a tribute upon the land of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold, and this sum of money Jehoiakim paid by way of tribute. But Necho carried away Jehoahaz into Egypt, where he died, when he had reigned 3 months and 10 days. Now Jehoiakim's mother was called Zebudah of the city Rumah. He was of a wicked disposition and ready to do mischief. Nor was he either religious towards God or good-natured towards men.